gathering information about how different food banks are preparing for Christmas time this year. And with the Kappa's Casing Food Bank right now, how are things going?
They're going very, very well. Our clientele is up a little bit. Not as significant as it would be down south. I've spoken to several other food banks in the north as well, and although many of the food banks prepare for, sorry, are you still there?
Yep.
Okay. Although many of the food banks prepared for the insurgent of new people, not many people have come to the food banks of the north, as many as in the past.
Okay. In regards to, possible issues you might be facing, normally what does the food bank face if we exclude all the COVID-19 stuff?
Well, I guess just the our regular clientele. We have about 330 registered clientele with the food bank. That does not include the families. We operate on a four-week basis, and we ask each client which week would be optimum to them, and then we put them into that week. And over the course of each week, we average about 50 to 55 people a week that we serve. Without COVID, it's just an annual or a weekly program of serving our clients. This Christmas, we've increased our voucher program. So in the past, prior to 4 years ago, it was taking over the food bank. Our predecessors, the Kindred Club, used to give out bags of food. And we found that people didn't like everything that was in the bag, and it was waste. So 4 years ago, we implemented a voucher program whereby a single person would get a $30 voucher, a couple would get a $50 voucher, and the family would get a $75 voucher, and they would go to independent grocers and purchase what they want for the tradition. This year, we've increased that. So now a single gets $50, a couple gets $75, and a family gets $100. And this year, we're also offering turkeys to large families. So past 2 weeks have been a bit busier than normal, actually due to Christmas, and we anticipate, because the 24th of December is Christmas Eve, that was normally our fourth Thursday, so we backed it up to the third Thursday. We contacted all our clients and notified them that those that come to the third and fourth week now have to come to the third week for December. That way they can use their voucher a week up until the 24th, but also they can shop instead of picking up stuff on the 24th. So it's to their advantage and to the advantage of our volunteers as well.
Okay.
So we expect to be very, very busy next Thursday. We've been appealing to businesses and individuals and organizations to help us out, and typical of Kappa's Casing, they have been tremendously supportive, passionate, eager to help out. We're very blessed to be part of this community, because people are sensitive to the needs of our clientele, and not just the social service recipients. We're now having more and more single parents, people that work at the stores that can't make ends meet, senior citizens. The array of our clientele has diversified dramatically, and now we're catering to more and more or a wider assortment.
Right. And in an ideal world, obviously, that wouldn't be as much of an issue if more social help would be offered. But with that being said, with COVID-19 and what this year has added on to the pile of problems, what kind of added difficulties have been confronted by the food bank over the past couple of weeks in preparation for the holidays?
Well, one of the biggest is the fact that our clients aren't pleased. They have to stay outside. They have to wait in line. They only serve one person at a time in the food bank. They only have 10 minutes to come in and be served. We used to have 9 volunteers to serve them. Now we only have 3. So it's a much more tedious task, more time consuming to serve individual clients. two of our volunteers are retired RNs, so they know the delicacies and they know the protocol when it comes to maintaining the standards. The Porcupine Health Unit came by and inspected our us and gave us the green light that everything we're supposed to be doing. But it's stressful on the clients because they have to wait longer periods of time and stay outside in the cold. And it's much more stressful on our volunteers because instead of having 9 and doing it in a shorter period of time, now we're doing it in a longer period of time and we only have 3 volunteers.
Okay, perfect. And as far as what will be next for the food bank, the holidays is always the busiest time of the year, but once that is all over, when 2021 begins in January, what will be in the plans for the food bank?
Well, when we took over 4 years ago, Chris, we had to make some major renovations in order to upgrade to the point of usability. That includes a leak in the basement, replace the roof, insulation, sweeping tiles. And so in our 4 years we've taken over, we've completed all of our projects. So there really isn't anything of major concern we have to worry about in the new year. Basically just maintain our high level of service and high level, our standard of respect and dignity towards our clients. Make them feel important to come, make them feel comfortable to come. Let them know that they're not someone who's the low end of the totem pole. They have every right, as the rest of us do, to have what's rightly theirs. And to instill a sense of dignity so that they know that this is their home and they're welcome to come and take advantage of what the community has provided them for.
Okay, perfect. So just so I can recap properly and I make sure I get this down correctly. So this year the food bank is doing, on top of I guess I have the term in French because les bons de nourriture, I guess if you can want to put it that way,
the everyday food program.
Yeah, that will be happening this winter on top of food boxes for Christmas, or is it?
Oh yeah, nothing has changed with our program.
Okay.
So we basically operate on a point system. What that means is if you were to come to our food bank, Chris, you're entitled to a certain amount of points, and everything in our food bank has a point value. So you would then take the points we give you, and you would use that to shop. It's almost like money, really.
Yeah.
That's part of the day-to-day, day-in operations. What's new in December is our food voucher program.
Okay, perfect. All right, so that's just that's the add-on, and everything else continues as normal.
That's correct.
Okay, perfect.